on behalf of Jan and myself and our family, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, our children couldn't be here tonight. You know, in our business, right now, you know, we've worked, you know, pretty tirelessly up to signing date. Signing date was last Wednesday. And then we give everybody about 3 or 4 days off, you know, so they kind of run and go when they get this, you know, free time. So they're all busy doing stuff. Jancy's actually in Dallas and, you know, was occupied tonight also. But, you know, for us, for Jan and myself, I mean, this is a thrill now. This is really, really a big deal for us because, I mean, to us, it's family. I mean, you guys, I don't like you guys. You know, we love y'all. I mean, this is a family feeling for us, and we've always felt that way when we come to Stephenville because we all grew together. You know, we did. I mean, I was, I don't know, 32 years old when I walked in here in 88, you know, and, you know, just had tremendous time with tremendous people. And, you know, so it's very heartwarming and it's very appreciated because very seldom in our profession, you know, do you have any sign of appreciation. And that's the thing that I've been very fortunate about, you know, in my profession is that I've been in some places where it's allowed you to have this feeling of accomplishment. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do in our business because there's always somebody else trying to beat you every day, every second, in every way. And so it's hard to have that feeling of accomplishment. But I was fortunate. I did come in here at a great time when the community was very hungry, when we had some great leaders of the community that were tired of getting beat. I mean, they're tired of getting sand kicked in their face. And so that's what kind of got us going. And then we had a great run of student athletes that really propelled us on. And the coaches that were initially with us back in 88, you know, all the way through 99, you know, Mike and his family are dear friends, and the thing that I've always felt pretty good about it myself is that I've allowed people to use their skills and use their talents. And in 1988, you know, we started off 0-3. We play, we go to Graham, we get beat by Graham 9-7. We're actually getting in pickup trucks to head out because the buses are late. You know, we're heading out and thinking, okay, that's a good way to start. We get down to go to the game, we get there right before kickoff. Don't even get to warm up, get out on the field. It's 9-7 late in the game. We got the ball. And, you know, I remember just talking to somebody on the sideline saying, hey, get down there field goal range. You know, we'll kick the field goal and win the game. And one of our old linemen who actually transferred to Dublin, actually, the next week. And how that happened, you know, during the season, I don't know, but we let him go. But he says, coach, if we kick a field goal, we win. And I thought, we got to let you go. I think 7 plus 3 is 10. We'll be 10 tonight. I don't know, but we did make it. And then the next week, you know, I think we played Springtown the next week. I know we got beat by Sweetwater the third week. Played pretty good. We were 0-5 and went to Sweetwater in 93. Beat them 2 times in 93 that year. Yeah, beat them there and beat them in the playoffs and quarterfinals. That was a great win, but two great wins. But my deal was we're going to play until we beat them. But and we finally beat them, like I said, twice in 93. But we're in the stadium over there at Tarleton. And back then, under the bleachers on the visitor side, that's where the locker rooms were. You know, they're on one side and on the other. There was a little stairwell down the middle of them. And, you know, we're all sitting in there. You know, we're like, we're 0-1. We're hanging out, you know, getting ready to go. Everybody's psyched up. Got some guys, you know, Herman Reynolds, you know, laying in the corner, you know, getting psyched, ready to go. Matt, you'll remember, you know, he kind of getting game ready. A few other guys, and, you know, they got a guy over screaming. You know, we're sitting in there, you know, being quiet and getting our mind right. And they got some coach over there, you know, screaming and getting fired up. We go out and they beat us 48-0. I mean, seriously, it was 48-0. Todd Wageman had a great game. Bless his heart, passed away a few years later. And, you know, they just kicked their tails. And I got, you know, I thought about it, you know, after that, I thought, you know, because I'm not really calling. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to get in there and scream and holler and do all that. I said, I need me a holler coach. And so I said, coach, from now on, you're going to be our holler guy for the game. And ever since then, he's done it. And he, you know, I've been around a lot of great football coaches. He's as good a football coach I've ever been around. I mean, he really is. The thing you have to be careful about when you have somebody in your community and in your school system for so long is that you don't really realize what you got. I mean, that's the thing about it. A lot of times you can take advantage of people and not appreciate them when they're with you that long. I see it all the time in our profession. You know, a coach will leave, that's been there 10 years, they'll hire a new guy, pay him more money, make everything happen. I mean, you got one of the best guys in the state of Texas right here that's 10 years. But that's, you know, there's so many stories that we could go through. I mean, I've got so many memories with all these players. You know, I would hate to start missing names because I know I'd leave some people out. But, you know, going through a few years, 88, a great year, 89, like I said, first year in the playoffs since 52, 90, great season, beat Brownwood, should have beat Wilmer Hutchins in the semis, 91 and 92. You know, kind of up and down years, 92 a little better than 91. I think we did beat Brownwood in 91, got beat by him in 92, if I'm correct, maybe in overtime. Was that three overtimes? Yeah, it was, I mean, it's like 50 to 40. They went from fourth and three, and Freeman made it and beat us. But there's one quick story that I'll try to catch back on. You know, I'm getting old, I may forget where I'm at. But in 88, we tied Brownwood. You know, and I love this guy. His name's Bob Burton. He's a white hat or referee from Abilene. And they had a quarterback. I can't really remember his name. Somebody may know it, but he was a quarterback there in 88. And, of course, it's 7-7. And they're going down there. They're close late. I mean, they're on about our 18-yard line. They had like a, I don't know, fourth and three or four down there. And it was actually third down. And they rolled out and threw a pass. And they thought it was interference. The quarterback thought it was interference. And so he's over, you know, hollering at Bob Burton, who was a referee. And I'm standing there, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what's going to happen? You know, because, I mean, they're in field goal range. They're going to have a chance to beat us 10-7. And he's over hollering at the ref saying, that's interference. That's interference. You know, you're not going to throw the flag? I don't like that. And Burton kind of stepped back, and he said, if you didn't like that call, you sure not going to like this one. Yeah. And they missed the field goal. And the Mike Giles interception, you know, paid off. Like I said, we tied them 7-7. And that gave us hope, as Bob mentioned. You know, 93, 94, great games. You never think about the close games that get you to where you're at. But in 93 and by district, and coaches knowing most upsets happen when you get in by district because you're used to the caliber of play that you have in district. All of a sudden, you get in by district, and it's a whole different deal. We played Angel in by district up at Farrington Field. I think the score is 23-21. I'm not, may be off a little bit on it, but it was like a 2-point, what was it, Tommy? You remember? The final was 24-21 and tie us up and then send it into overtime. Oh no, they were ahead on penetrations. That's right. They were ahead on penetrations, first down. And we ended up beating them 24-21, a really good football team. They were pretty active, spread offense back then, and had a big game. As a matter of fact, Bowling Ball had a pretty couple good runs down the stretch there. And, you know, then we go on and win a state championship. You know, the Waxahachie game, the Lamar game, all that. But it doesn't happen if they kick that field goal and we get a big one penetration. You know, so those things propel you on. The 94 Sherman game was mentioned. That was a good game now. I'm telling you, those people, you just cannot imagine what that week was like. The things they tried to say about us, calling the field house, doing all these things, calling my house. You don't know everything that went on, and I've never talked about it. But, you know, we got accused of a lot of things that were untrue and unfair, but that just shows the lengths that people wanted to be us. And that's what you want. And we got there in a hurry. You know, we got to where people wanted us in a hurry. That's where you want to be as a pro. You know, you don't want people liking you. You don't want Pat on the back saying good game. I'm going to say, I don't like that guy. You know, I don't like Stephen. You know, because they're good. If you're good, people won't like you. You know, you don't want that. And we got to that point in a hurry with them. And I'll never forget Senator Glasgow.
Politics.
You know, we had all that, you know, allegations, all that stuff. And you know, I knew right then he's a foxhole guy. I mean, if he's with you, he's with you. And I knew he was strong, he was steady, and I didn't have to worry about it. I got to concentrate on football. So we went back-to-back titles then. We were down 14-0, had a great second half. I will mention, Bragg mentioned I left 12 posts, which he did catch, by the way. And then the two-point play against Waxahachie, special big tackle, great team sprint out pass. Was it pick, Bragg? They seem to think it was a pick play, was it? I didn't either. So, I'll proud of somebody else. I've done a lot of crying before, so we won't worry about that. You know, 95, 96, you know, good years. You know, I think we're quarterfinals, both of them. Dennison knocked us out both times. 98, lose to Brownwood at home, you know, in a tough game, you know, probably had a big third down where they kind of busted it out and went. They had a really good football team and ended up beating us here. But, you know, we ran the tables, beat Andrews in the bi-district game up at Sweetwater. Great atmosphere. Chris talked about that. Chris Evett, you people that were there, I mean, full house, beautiful day. Two really, really good football teams. They were number one in the state. They were 10-0. We were 9-1. We were about number four in the state. And we played really, really well against a really, really talented team. And that, we felt like, you know, the draw in that whoever won that game would win the state championship. We felt like we could win the bi-district game, that we could run the tables, and we were able to do that. And then, you know, in 99, you know, same thing. They would run the tables and go, had a very, of course, 98, we were really good offensively. You know, with Luke, I think we set a national mark that year. And then 99, really talented again. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great run. And it's, like I said, it means a lot to our hearts, a lot to a lot of people in this building and a lot of people outside of this building. But it never could have happened without, as Steve mentioned, without everybody being a part of it. And that was something that we all got to do. We all got to have fun together. We all got to believe together. And we all got to accomplish together. And that very seldom happens. So we can look back with great memories. And then we can look back and say, you know, we did it. And we were proud of what we did. But the great thing is, you know, through growing up, through your grandchildren, through your cousins, and everybody gets to be a part of Stephenville today, you can do it again. Okay, you can do it again. Might not be the same time, might not be the same level, might not have the same feeling that it had then, because the 90s were special. They were special. It was a great time. But the situation can be the same, because you always strive for success. You always strive to be your best, and you never allow for anything less. And that's the pride that's ingrained in this community because of these guys in this football room. I'm blessed. My wife's blessed. We understand that. We've been blessed. But we've been blessed because we've had associations with people like y'all. Love you.